39. Paul and Silas singing in prison. In the city of Philippi, Paul and Silas were dragged before the authorities, accused of causing trouble. A mob attacked them. The magistrates ordered them stripped and beaten with rods, not once or twice, but many blows. Then they were thrown into the inner cell of the prison, the deepest and darkest part, and their feet were locked in wooden stocks so they couldn't move. Beaten, bleeding, chained in the dark. It was the middle of the night, and Paul and Silas started singing. They prayed and sang hymns to God, and the other prisoners listened. Think about that. Men locked in chains, hearing singing from the deepest cell, from men who had just been beaten. It must have been the strangest sound they'd ever heard. About midnight, a violent earthquake shook the prison. The foundations cracked. Every door flew open. Every chain came loose. Not just Paul's and Silas's, but every prisoner's chains in the whole building. The jailer woke up, saw the doors open, and panicked. Under Roman law, if prisoners escaped, the guard paid with his life. He thought everything was lost. Paul shouted from the dark, "Don't be afraid! We are all here!" Every door was open. Every chain was off. They could have walked out into the night. No one would have stopped them. Freedom was right there. But they stayed. The jailer called for lights and rushed in, trembling. He fell at Paul's feet and asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Because Paul and Silas didn't run, the jailer's life was saved. Because they stayed, he heard the truth. Because they sang in the dark instead of cursing it, something changed in that prison that was bigger than an earthquake. The hardest kind of strength isn't breaking free when you can. It's choosing to stay when leaving would be easier. Sometimes the braver thing isn't running through the open door. It's staying, because staying means something. Acts 16, verses 16 through 40.